26, we're into the humility of endurance or in persistence, right? So now we're in the hood, and that's always about how we yield, how we're flexible. Because a person who is humble understands that their greatness, their ability comes from a remarkable place, and that place is far beyond anything mundane. And because of that, they are capable of these incredible things. And so they're flexible, they're not insecure. They're able to bend. The Chinese Tao speaks of the reed bending in the wind, but surviving, whereas trees who are rooted so deep in the ground and are inflexible are often uprooted in a horrific hurricane. So often the strength comes in the flexibility, not in the insecurity that roots you so powerfully that you can't be budged. Does that make sense? Without adaption and evolution, we don't move into our potential. We can't reach our potential unless we connect to something that is of a more powerful source than us. So the humility in it, that humility and endurance or determination, that comes from knowing that I recognize and I acknowledge that I am great at many things and I'm learning in many other areas. But whether I'm learning and getting better or I'm really good and getting fantastic, it's not only about my energy and effort, it is coming from somewhere. And they say there's no atheists in a foxhole, right? I mean, I've met a lot of atheists who really believe there is no one to look up to, but okay, when we get down to the wire and there's no energy resource left and you cannot endure another moment, somewhere comes this ability to persevere and endure. And that's why we should be humble, because we know that at the end of the day, it's not about my ability. I'm endowed with that ability, and that's the humility. And just today's energy is really about gratitude. It's really about taking a moment and exhaling, going, wow, I can endure and I can be determined and I can make things happen. But it's really not just coming from me. It's not me that's the source of it. It is being fed into me, and I have the ability and grace to use that in a way that can serve me and others.